The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Episode 1. Now this is a knife fight.
I got a short one in that case.
Perfect.
But a fun one. This is Rufu for the Island Tap in Libertyville, Illinois. And I'm just going to paint a bit of a picture for you. You hear Island Tap. What do you imagine?
Like a sports bar that's tiki themed. We got some palm trees on the inside, lots of probably Corona advertisements, some margaritas, maybe that margarita specials.
Okay, you couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay.
Which is strange. The Island Tap is so called because it is an island of a building.
Oh.
You know how in most downtown main streets you've got Main Street cutting through, and you got the pretty facades of all the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind those buildings, that's where all the parking is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Island Tap sits in one of those parking lots.
Okay.
It's not on a road, it's just an island of a building. Tiny little thing. It's a little bit like an outlot of a shopping center.
But it's kind of like you might say.
It's closer to an outhouse than an outlot. It's just hidden behind. That's the Island Tap. So,
okay, that's the Island
Tap. As you'd expect, it's hidden from sight. It's a bit more of a towny place, a locals dive.
Right. Those are the best places.
Yeah, they can be great. GW has just one thing to say about it. GW writes, "Best spot in Libertyville to get into a knife fight. 1 star.
But it's the best.
It's the best one. He's looked all over. There are plenty of places to get into a knife fight. Any place you bring knives. But this one tops them all.
Yeah. See, the reviews you brought this week, they all sort of had a great attitude was spun on them. And it made it sort of pleasant. That's what this guy's missing. What was his name?
GW.
GW. This place is the best. It's the best place to get in a knife fight. These knife fights are sick, dude. These knife fights fucking kick ass. And GW doesn't appreciate it.
Oh, you're just slicing lemons over there, bartender. I'm waiting for a knife fight.
Yeah, the outside of the Island Bar looks like Streets of Rage 3. Like, Technicolor 90s mohawk badasses having sweet butterfly knife fights, throwing tomahawks at each other. And this guy is like, one star? 1 star?
1 star.
I'm aghast.
There's high expectations in Libertyville. It's like Disney World of the Chicago suburbs, if you ask me.
Okay.
Little twinkle lights on top of all the buildings, the smell of the restaurants cooking.
I mean, whose favorite part of Magic Kingdom isn't the knife fight corner?
Exactly.
That's what I go for.
You go, you get your coonskin hat, and you just go to the Indiana Jones area or something, you get the little pop-cap gun.
You grab a real Bowie knife and slice someone's innards out. These are the best knife fights in the world, people.
Magical.
The best knife fights. Now, your run-of-the-mill knife fight is pretty sweet, if you ask me. And these are the best. And he gives it 1 star.
1 star.
You've went and thrown me in an awful mood with the last review. I can't believe the audacity of this man.
GW.
GW is a real great... Ooh. Hold on. A real... Well,
wimp.
Yeah, a real
wet noodle and not
a real gross wimp. His opinions are gross and he is a wimp. All right. He hasn't even given it a try, I bet.
This was a review from 8 years ago, I will say. Yeah. But this is rumored to be the oldest bar in Libertyville. So
8 years ago, 2012?
How often do knife fights change?
Peak year for knife fights, if you ask me.
There's not much technology changing in knives.
So. Yeah, you got I think the butterfly is the tip top.
It's the tip of the blade.
Until you get the... Oh, no. Isn't there the self-heating butter knives?
I've seen YouTube thumbnails. I can't say much more than that.
Vibrating bread knife?
That would be a sweet knife fight.
All right, before we go, if you got to pick one knife to bring to the knife fight championships in Libertyville, Illinois, in the Island Bar parking lot, which knife would you bring? What sort of knife would you bring?
I'm not sure if they would allow this as an admission, but I'm going to go with a vegetable peeler.
Okay.
A classic all metal vegetable peeler.
Uh-huh.
That way you have stabbing and, like, if you get locked up, you can just grind down their arm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have a hot, curly peel of skin coming off. You gotta...
It's a good thing the Island Tap does not serve food, because no one's going to have a stomach after the knife fight.
Make sure you do that over the garbage or mom will get mad. You don't want to clean that up later. Dogs get the scraps. If I had to pick, I think the coolest is definitely, I have to go with the electronic vibrating bread saw. Yeah. You charge that sucker up? I mean, the down, it has the built-in weakness of you got to plug it in. So I'm on a leash, you know?
You got an extension cord running back to your your soccer mom van.
Yeah, got the extension cord running back to the old Buick. Don't worry. I just put a new battery in it. This sucker's ready to go. And just, yeah, I'm gonna be like Bruce Lee with that thing. Just sawing dude's arms off of one swift. they're gonna be like Japanese milk bread before my knife. Just done for.
Episode 5. Craig Son and Carl's Jr. Tokyo.
I have a review here of Carl's Jr. Tokyo.
Oh my.
Yeah, this is a Carl's Jr. located in the Akihabara neighborhood of Tokyo.
I mean, I know he did a lot of bad things to the Japanese over the course of time, but I think that's the worst. Giving him Carl's Jr. I'm so sorry. That's like gummy bears with grease. Sorry, continue.
No.
Begin.
This review was written by Craig S.
Very Japanese name.
Yeah. It appears he's originally from Pompano Beach, Florida. I don't know if he was an expat or just vacationing.
Craig San, yes.
Yeah, Craig San. And Craig San writes, huge menu, extremely patient staff, and great food. Most importantly, Carl's Jr. Akiba is the only place in Tokyo I've been to that offers free refills on melon soda. They would go out of business if I lived there.
He loves him some melons.
I mean, Japanese melon soda, if you haven't tried it out there and you're a soda fan, it's a must try. I do love a good melon soda. I feel like it's a spin on the popular lemon lime sodas here. It's like a more robust citrus flavor, you know?
With an extra punch of sweetness, maybe. I may have tried something similar to this in the Coca-Cola exhibition at Epcot in Disney World. I can't be sure it was Japanese, though.
Melon soda is pretty... It's a lot like ramune. Ramune crossed with Sprite, you know, with a melon twist. But, yeah, what really struck me about the review is... Yeah, so this guy is drinking... We talked about drinking a gallon of Kool-Aid a day. This guy is drinking a 10-gallon barrel of melon soda every trip to Carl's Jr.
And fats.
Let me fill a bathtub with it.
He's got his giant greasy Carl's Jr. Or Hardee's, depending on where you're from, burger with the onion rings. Yeah, and spritz me up a vat, would you, Tanaka?
He has a camelback and fill her up.
You know how some movie theaters have a special, like, bring your own bucket, and mm-hmm. then they'll fill it for you. And you know, some people bring like a whole garbage bag to be filled. That's what you see. Japanese, it's like a Wild West film, except a Japanese city with all the Japanese children screaming and running into their homes, and you know, women grabbing their children and covering their mouths and quickly running doors, people shutting their shutters, because Craig-san here is rolling down a couple barrels down the street. Yeah, he's sitting on the Japanese subway with a couple barrels in the seat next to him. Ready to fill up, ready to get his weekly fill of melon soda.
Gaddy thinks it's normal.
He loves it.
Episode 7, Everybody's Got to Come.
This is an Amazon review from R and the Triplets Grandma. So I'm assuming it's a grandmother who loves her four grandchildren, but one of them more than the other three. And it is a review for Outset Shark Corn Holders, set of four pairs. She titles the review, A Hostess Gift for a Picnic or Fun for the Kiddies? Question. They are okay to use, but not great. I collect corn holders, probably have close to 500 different kinds. These are a cute novelty item and fun to give someone who is into fishing. They can be a little awkward to hold. This is the kind of item that is a cute gift to give or let some kids use. Not everyone's cup of tea, though. Will last about as long as the standard yellow plastic ones. 3 stars.
Okay, there's a lot going through my brain that almost burst out with my mouthful of watermelon lemonade.
Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, my mouthful of Ivan Ooze that almost burst all over my mic and computer. For one, my family has some of those, like, dollar store plastic corn holders. They've lasted my entire life. I don't know without my parents having those.
Like, this is the first year that my family has started to invest in some new corn holders. There was a period, I don't know, maybe when I was in middle school, like, oh, we've got some sports-themed one because our kids are in sports. So we've added a new addition. But yeah, the yellow plastic ones have persisted through the years.
You know, that's kind of ironic that's a big coincidence because my parents have also been trying new corn holders. And they're never as good as the ones we got in the, like, I don't know, they must have got them in like 89 before I was born.
Like wedding gifts. Here you go. You're going to get on that cob, newlyweds. What?
There's no way I'm not giving corn holders as a wedding gift from now on. That's awesome. That's so good.
Because, you know, people got to get their cob on.
Yeah. Here. I encourage you to get your cob on. What a fantastic gesture.
Keep your hands clean. Keep your minds dirty. I'm glad you picked up on the one thing that really stands out about this review, though.
Right.
Probably have close to 500 different kinds of corn holders.
How does she find the matching pairs in that drawer?
That's true.
Does she have some sort of organization system?
She's got three triplets to work away, slave away at it, maybe.
Stick your hand in, honey. Stick your hand in.
You just withdraw. You're shaking and quivering, bloody stumps. And you, if you're lucky, you have a matching pair.
You're going to need a nice corn holder after you stick your hand in that bear trap of grandma's collection.
Yeah, I know grandma's. Like, they're just old ladies, for one. They're old people, so they've had time to accumulate lots of stuff. If they're into stuff, they've had huge lifetimes to collect them. and some are into bears, some are into clowns. I would have never thought anybody is into collecting corn holders.
The only way you could keep those organized and get proper pairs together, which I don't want to eat corn with mismatched socks.
That's not good.
So to speak. Right. You got to have some sort of crazy organization system, unless there's little rubber bands.
Maybe some I have seen, especially the newer ones that my family've got, they actually like lock into each other. Like sexually almost. Like the little prongs.
There's a male and a female corn holder.
You rotate them 90 degrees and the prongs just sort of like scissor. To not make it gross, but that's the best way I can describe it.
So then the scientist went into the corn holder engineer went into the work and he's like, I got it. Corn holders have been down. They're going to be back up, baby. Lesbian corn holders. All the scientists. Yes.
They're standing up like they just landed something on the moon.
Right. You ever see those NASA videos where they like make the moon landing and they're all like missing high fives?
They're all wearing short sleeve white shirts.
Yeah. Pocket protectors. Just whiff it. They don't know the elbow thing.
Studying the wrong subjects, obviously.
But I think cornholder guys, those are cool engineers. They know the elbow thing.
Maybe this grandma is like one of those OG GMAs, and she had the old set of spoons in the wooden and felt sort of picture viewing box, and she just chucked those silver spoons out and started putting cornholders in special display cases.
500? How many display cases do you need for 500?
Can you imagine the estate sale when, or if you're less bougie, just the garage sale when grandma passes and you're trying to get rid of all this stuff? People are like, oh, so what, your grandma had some furs. She had some china. That's a lot of corn holders.
I can't imagine corn holders go up. Antique corn holders, they can't be worth anything, right? No. I mean, maybe I'm just unaware of the world of artisanal corn holders, but that shit's just plastic with metal rods in it.
Yeah.
No, back in my day, we had corn holders. They were our hands. All right, our fingers, and we liked it. That's for the boomers in the audience. You're welcome.
Years from now, our common American diet will be able to be identified purely from this woman's cornholder collection.
Ah, yes, they must have stabbed these prongs into their foodstuffs and eaten with their hands, but keeping their hands clean like civilized beasts.
A little callback to last episode. I hope we put cornholders in those pods we shot out to aliens to teach them about our culture. Yeah.
They'll get down with the corn. Everybody's got a cob.
Oh, I feel like it's time to move on, but we haven't made any corn jokes.
We had an Iowa segment a few episodes ago. I don't know how much
corn's from Iowa?
Some corn. A lot's from Nebraska. A lot's from Illinois.
I mean the band Korn.
Oh, God.
The Mbappa didn't give it away.
I thought that was just like country bumpkin corn music.
Yeah, kind of. Now I gotta look up where Korn with a K. Korn with a K. What about this? How does this one hit you? I'm just a freak on a leash. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, this grandma is going to add them to her collection.
Oh, my God. Does Korn, the band, have corn holders?
They probably just hold it for you. They have roadies for them. When they're up there on stage jamming, their heads are banging, and the little roadie creeps up and holds a piece of corn in front of their faces.
Oh. Korn is from Bakersfield, California. That makes a lot worse. That's a lot less funny than if they were from Iowa.
Yeah, you don't don't bake corn.
Yeah. Shout out Jonathan Davis. He's listed on, I think to bookend this, we'll say Jonathan Davis is listed on Wikipedia as lead vocals and bagpipes for the band Korn. Alright, I got a review here. This one was sent to me.
Episode 8, being sad about horrible blades.
It is just by pure force of the universe that I have brought a Fiverr review. Now, Fiverr, there's not necessarily products on Fiverr. On Fiverr, you purchase gigs. It's a job that someone does for you. This job is, I will create multi-purpose custom astral weapon from Anderson Y, level 2 seller.
How perfect was that?
Yeah, and even more perfect, this particular listing, he's going to create a custom energy sword astral weapon, a brand new energy work. Just, I'm going to run through some of the abilities that he lists real quickly, because it's got autonomous and manual abilities.
Oh, man.
Autonomous. Cuts negative energy cords, shields, and protects. It can guide lost spirits nearby to the better place, and transmutates negative into positive energy. Now, if you're manually using this astral sword, you can banish negative spirits, you can heal others and cut negative cords yourself. You can multiply this sword 10 times if you want. And it can be used as distant energy work. Just, it's crazy. It's created using divine energy. It can never be stolen or destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we were rad. This guy is on a whole nother radical level.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, I can't help but think, what a huge dork I am. Because a few weeks ago, we talked about someone selling sort of Wiccan charms, right?
Right.
To help with their energy. And we really gave him the guff. We really didn't let him off the hook with that one. And I'm listening to this dude making imaginary swords, and I'm like, this is so sweet, dude.
Well, other people think so too, because he's got lots of purchases. He's a level 2 seller, which means he's done a lot of selling on Fiverr. Uh-huh. And I've brought for us today a review from Five for Free, United States reviewer. Five for Free writes, this has already worked perfectly against a lady at work who uses the evil eye against me for no reason. I simply want to mind my own business at work. This will work whilst outside of work in all aspects of life. Thanks, Anderson. 5 stars.
I have to ask, does he send you a physical item? Or does he just, like, touch imaginations with you?
I have seen other listings for astral weapon training. So I think this is all happening in your mind space.
Okay, so this is just sort of a counseling session, I guess, if we were have to label it practically.
Yeah, Fiverr does put disclaimers on these things. If you need professional help, get professional help, because this religious and healing, we can't guarantee that stuff.
Right, just like, every haunted doll listing on eBay, it says at the bottom, like, might not actually be haunted, but
might not kill you.
It's pretty cool, I promise.
Trust me, I put many incantations into it.
I mean, we gotta try it, right?
Maybe. How much is it? This one, $60.
$60. Never mind. I don't know if we should try this.
There are a lot cheaper. If you want people to do, like, love spells and just positive energy spells, there's a lot cheaper options out there.
I mean, there's probably, like, tarot card readings on there too, huh? I would not be opposed to getting one of those, but $60 for imaginary sword? He doesn't even send you, like, a sweet cosplay cardboard sword?
A picture of how it should look in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if he did some cool art of you with the sword, That would be a nice...
A bonus, yeah.
Yeah, a nice bonus, but I...
That way you can show that lady who's giving you the evil eye. I have people in my office, and I've gotten the evil eye every now and then, but there's usually a reason. Like, there was some parking lots. Oh, you took my spot, evil eye time. But this lady is given five for free the evil eye for no reason.
Of course. Of course.
Maybe that's just his side of the story.
We have no reason but to trust this vorpal sword wielding badass. I went from very excited about this sword to a little disappointed. I'm a little sad about it now. I was really excited, and then it was $60.
That's the price of a video game.
That's exactly. You think I'd grow out of it, but ever since I was a child, I measured money versus like how many video games can it buy.
This is one whole video game.
Right. Like, it takes like 35 candy bars to get a video game. Okay. I can kind of... That's why... Fort Knox isn't filled with gold anymore, backing up our dollars. It's filled with sweet video games.
And candy bars.
Yeah, and candy bars.
From the Swiss. It's from the Swiss banks.
The Swiss chocolate's pretty good, huh?
Episode 9. Some cool downs.
I was a little nervous about bringing this. It's a new website. This is a review of Fire Guy from TheBash.com. TheBash.com is a sister site to The Bump or The Knot. Those are websites for people who are having kids coming and weddings coming. And, you know, it helps.
They're just like, what's a cool noun?
Bump. Yeah. So they got more things than I ever knew. They've got TheBash.com, which Bash. You can hire all sorts of things for your parties, whether it's...
Slip. I run a slip and slide review website called Slip.
Anyway.
Episode 10. Cool-ass shark leather.
I got a review.
Let's hear those?
You ever hear one of those?
I've heard of a refuski.
A young review. Crack this open. This is for the Little Trees car air freshener. The leather scent. The leather scent.
Okay.
Lacey Reyes writes, great scent. Pretty close to real leather. Just not quite. These do not smell like genuine leather to me. However, when anyone gets in my car, they do tell me it smells like leather. I do not know if it really smells like leather, or if they see the leather seats and assume the scent is leather. To me, it smells more like a new vehicle. Not just new car scent, but an actual new vehicle. I love the scent of this leather tree. I just don't think it smells like you may think it smells. It is very hard to describe scent.
It is hard to describe. I'm just getting back to Willie Nelson for some reason.
Oh, and it's a musical bit. It's a musical episode.
Because he's got leathery skin.
So I just think if this woman watched a wine tasting happen and they do the sniff, activate the olfactories and talk about the scent notes, she would be blown away. She'd be blown away by that shit.
This bouquet. Mm.
Yeah, the hints of leather and tannin. She'd be taking notes vigorously.
Yeah, she just needs to like take a master class on describing smells.
And then she can write a review like, it says leather, but it is more reminiscent of earth tones such as sassafras and...
I get more uncured rawhide.
This isn't quite the classic cow leather scent, perhaps more of raccoon leather. Ooh. I wanna smell various leathers.
I would smell leathers. I would touch them. Supple.
Ooh. Supple. Ooh. Tannin. Ooh. Buzzword.
Shark leather.
Shark leather. That's cool as hell, dude. That is... If you wear shark leather, like, you're bulletproof, right? You're bulletproof, nightproof. Sword proof, katana proof, punch proof.
And heartbreak proof.
Heartbreak proof, yeah. No one can mess with you if you're in a shark leather jacket.
As long as you've got sunglasses on.
Okay, get this. A shark leather jacket, so that's cool. On the back, real shark fin. Who would mess with you?
Look out, the fin's coming. Launches off his motorcycle and it just like crashes into buildings.
And then, he lands perfectly. 10 out of 10 gymnastics landing. Doesn't look at the explosion. Pops a bubble gum in his mouth. Blows the bubble.
I heard this was the best place in Libertyville to get into a knife fight.
Are you saying and GW himself?
He turns his back and shows the fin and it's got razors in it.
Oh, yeah. I just want him to street shark style punch the ground and a fissure forms. And he dives in and you just see the shark fin going through the street.
That's cool. I was just picturing him like doing the American crawl through asphalt. Just churning his arms.
Oh, yeah. Well, the he's got shark fin, shark leather gloves on with shark claws.
Oh, yeah, like those shark toys you claws. Can... You squeeze those old pool toys. You wear the goggles and the little shark fin gloves.
And the shark fin fins, the shark fin feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are cool. I should have looked up for a review for those bad boys.
Watch for that in the future, folks.
Watch for that. That's a little slip and slide follow up. If the slip and slide review and the sock and bopper review had a baby, that's going to be the shark bitten pool toy. Oh, the... That actually, now that you mentioned, those came with a fin you could, like, strap to your back.
Did they? Oh.
Yeah. So you could, like, swim around like a shark. Or maybe it was just on the top of the goggles or something.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I wanted those so bad when I was a little dorky kid.
Yeah, they looked pretty darn sweet. All my swimming was in river water for the most part, though, so I'm just like, this is brown water. You're not going to see anything.
And you might see a fish.
Maybe.
Some sort of, and then you just grab barely. It and eat it underwater like a shark. That'd be crazy to be a kid's parent who went underwater with his sweet shark stuff and just blood starts coming up.
Oh, God.
What would you do? I guess your parental instincts would take over. You just jump in.
Dear God. Your
kid would be pissed. Mom, I was eating a tuna. I caught a bass!
Comes up and his eyes are fully black.
The transformation is... You never should have went swimming under that full moon. with the sacred shark amulet. All right, now we can't do the... I just did the best bit for the shark fins. Now I don't know if we can do that episode. We'll see.
You never know. You never know.
Put that in the back pocket.
I got some reviews to take us out of the water now. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewBuddy.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Episode 12, Maximum Dinosaurs, Maximum Satisfaction.
Woo! What you got for me?
I have a review, as long as we're talking about dang old people.
Dang old, we love ripping on that, don't we?
This is a stretch here, but I have a review for Quaker Instant Oatmeal Dinosaur Eggs.
Heck yeah, dude. Who doesn't love those?
Right from Quaker.com. This review comes to us from Ice of Water Flock, whatever that means.
Is that rapper? Ice of Water Flock of Flame?
Yeah, and I something in it. I think it was a she. I'm just going to go with, never mind. Ice of Waterflack titles their review, Maximum Dinosaurs, Maximum Satisfaction.
Yes.
I said it as such because it is all in caps. And it starts out all in caps. Only complaint is that the single bags are a little small for anyone over the age of 10 or anyone who gets really psyched for dinosaurs. So I have to suggest a 2-bag serving size in general. Yes. I would eat dino eggs for every breakfast for the rest of my life given the chance, and nobody could stop me. However, the dinosaurs on the box are sadly unfeathered. Perhaps an art update with maximum feathers for maximum paleontological accuracy.
Yes.
On a less capital required note, as it is not directly about dinosaurs, which of course require capitals, all oatmeals by Quaker are really good for days when you have low spoons / energy, because they can be super easy to prepare and don't use knives or need to be directly cooked, and can basically be made at the same time as coffee or tea if you have a water-only kettle.
Yes.
This is one of the few things that I can make on a low spoon day, and having a meal in the morning really does help with the rest of my day.
Yes.
5 stars.
Yes. Yes, I wrote this review.
Did you?
This is a review written by me. I don't remember it, but I am Isa Waka Flocka Flame, famous rapper and dinosaur oatmeal enthusiast. They hit all the notes. Tears dripping down my eye slowly.
Right, it's like this was my team. I've been rooting for dinosaur eggs all along, and finally they've gotten the recognition.
I just feel like there's someone out there in the world that understands me, you know? I feel a little bit less alone on this big green speck of the blueberry.
It's like a big old blueberry.
Episode 12, Cooking Pizza, The Bushido Way.
Hey, I got a review for a pizza slicer.
Okay.
It's from Amazon, written by Eduardo Jose Garcia. He titles it, It's Too Sharp. He writes, It's too sharp. You'll cut your hand if you're not careful. Special attention should be paid if there are children in the family. 3 stars.
So this is the new contender in the knife fight.
A new contender in the knife fight. That's, man. I can't even think of the pizza slicer. It's one of those big, you know, restaurant styles, just like teeter-totter pizza slicers.
Yeah, you just like roll it.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Really, just slam it down, but it's very sharp. You might even say it's too sharp.
Oh, geez Louise.
This thing is double-folded, single-sided blade katana sharp. All right. If you don't hit that pizza at the right angle, you're just going to snap your blade in half because the steel's so brittle. But it's so strong at the point. That is Nippon steel. Checkered Chef. Pizza cutter. Sharp. It has sharp in the name, Matt. how can I not? Oh, this changes everything. The full name on Amazon is Checkered Chef Pizza Cutter Sharp Rocker Blade with Cover. Heavy duty stainless steel. Best way to cut pizzas and more. Dishwasher safe.
So it has a cover too, you know.
It comes with a nice cover.
It's only dangerous when you unsheathe that bad boy.
Right. This dad's walking around the house with
he's got it like on his belt.
His Bushido Checkered Chef pizza cutter on his belt.
Oh, I thought my phone was on that side. I just lost 3 fingers. Darn it.
When I Hey, there's a whiskey joke in somewhere in there, right? We were almost highbrow for a second there, folks. Almost. Right on the cusp.
Well, it won't happen again.
I wanted to say that. I want to get that whiskey, half joke out before I went, in this house, we cook pizza by the Bushido code. I say that as he starts on one side of the room. He just, like, with his thumb slightly unsheaths his pizza cutter. And then in an instant, he's on the other side of the room, sheathing his blade. And you look, and the pizza, whoosh, into equal slices.
They fly out, and there's just speed lines. And they just, everyone reaches their hand up in succession and receives a slice.
thanks, Dad. Arigato, Dad.
It is an honor.
Oh, man. That's the kind of dad I'm going to be. Just a real old weeb dad with a sweet pizza cutter.
Hey, kids are going to love that.
Yeah, this pizza cutter, as with all knives, I should have seen it coming. I'm so glad you touched on it. It kicks ass. That's what I'm going to say about it.
Gets a 5 stars and 1 missing pinky from me.
Episode 50, Gamer Girl Heaven.
This is from Amazon.com. The product is Razer Kitty Ears for Kraken headsets. So, you know those gamer headsets that have the kitty ears on them?
I very much do.
Yeah, these are just silicone little kitty ears. Comes in a lot of different colors that you can put on any pair of gamer headphones.
Oh, okay. You don't need to buy a whole new pair of headphones.
You know, yeah.
Cool.
So you can be a cool kitty cat gamer, you know, no matter your preferred headphone style.
Or butter.
Yes, that's a great idea. And this person thinks so as well. This is from Amazon Customer. They titled their review, "It's been working great up until now." Pretty solid. Mm. "The cat ears gave me huge bonus points, and she loves them." 5 stars.
Oh,
who is she? Who is she? Let me read that again. That sort of mind-bending grammar fuck. Pretty solid, comma. "The cat ears gave me huge bonus points, and she loves them." 5 people found this helpful. What does this mean, dude? What kind of cryptic alien language is this?
I don't get it. And now, we both know that at least a time in our shared experience, someone we know referred to his girlfriend as her or she almost exclusively, not saying her name. It became a house joke callback. It was a house joke that we would say she and her when referring to this person.
Right. So she. We'd look at each other and do the she kind of thing.
He's talking to she.
So you think it's a significant other.
That or it's a cat. And if it's a cat.
You know, I both very likely. I'm not going to disagree with you. I think it's some sort of gamer deity.
Oh.
The great gamer girl in the sky.
The great, yeah.
The great XX, slutty kitty XX assassin, gamer goddess that we all worship. She gives me strength in everything I do. Drink from her piss, gamer brothers, and become strong.
Huge bonus points. I don't know.
Huge bonus points. Yeah, because that's how you measure, that's how you get into heaven, the gamer girl goddess heaven. How many bonus points did you get? Yeah, is your high score on the board?
You're going for high score.
The gamer girl goddess won't take any scrubbos that can't even put their 3 initials on the high scoreboard.
She put in her extra points in Gryffindor. Whenever right. She sees those cat ears.
Yeah, those cat ears, they're sort of a bonus multiplier on any epic gamer moment you have.
Mm.
You know, it's sort of like a Tony Hawk times 2 on every single. You're always hitting the gap in Tony Hawk when you're wearing the Razer kitty ears. Just for XX. Kitty cat slutty assassin. Kitty. Slutty kitty assassin. The one we all know and love, the one I do everything for. Brr, brr, brr. That's all I need to know. She's looking down upon me and purring. For one day I might soak within her bath water.
Oh, the bath bombs have laden it with minerals and nourishments for mine skin.
Doritos and Mountain Dew bath bomb.
Either that, or it's a cat that this guy owns, and he feeds. I can't believe it's not butter.
You go to gamer heaven. There is an endless hot springs, endless Mountain Dew hot springs that you may rest your wary gamer gamer thumbs and entire Dorito buffets. Everyone.
Spicy sweet chili. I love the spicy sweet chili Doritos.
Everyone gets a $5,000 gaming PC. In fact, you yourself, you open up a panel on your chest and you realize you are the gamer PC.
Whoa.
Yeah, you got a sweet LCD neon light show coming out of your guts.
I think I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for gamer heaven, dude. What else is in gamer heaven? The gamer gates. What do the gamer gates look like, Matt? Paint me a picture. Just made a Cheeto. We already got the Dorito. Come on.
Okay. You can
do better.
It's liquid cooling tubes.
Yes!
Like spiral with green and purple LED.
Absolutely.
Lights.
Absolutely.
Because it's always night in gamer heaven.
Yeah, it's always.
So it can be lit artistically.
It's definitely like 3:45 a.m. year round in gamer heaven. The dead of night. Dawn is just around the corner, and you're getting your best gaming in, brother. You are absolutely fragging the noobs. Oh, I think there's definitely gamer heaven has like noob pits, just pits of noobs that you can do your bidding for you. Yeah, you can taunt them. You just stand over the pit of noobs and call it, "You scrubs, yeah, look at your shit, KDA," and they just sob. they reach up at you, asking for party invites, asking for friend requests. Please, gamer daddy, please invite us to the party.
You put your power gloved hand down and they sniff it.
They sniff and lick and kiss. You slap them and they just die. They just crumble and 1,000 points rises out from where they once laid. Hey, that sounded good. You're a regular, Doug Funny Skeeter guy.
Good old Skeet.
Skeeter was a gamer.
Guess. That's why he was blue.
Yeah, he played, dude. Skeeter.
He drank Baja Blast all day.
If Skeeter was a Zoomer, he'd definitely play a lot of Fortnite. Skeeter runs a couple really successful Minecraft servers. Man, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. I knew these gamer girl kitty years would put me in my wheelhouse. I felt those soft pitches coming when I found this little review right here. I've been doing comedy with weights on for this podcast. All right, you know, I've been staying away from Pokemon reviews. I've been staying away from Kitty Cat Gamer Girl ear reviews, but no more, folks. All right, nothing but Brent's wheelhouse.
Like Harrison Bergeron, you are discarding your handicaps. And yes. It's so beautiful what you're capable of.
I'm
dancing in the air.
Flying through the air, doing crazy ballerina things. Harrison Bergeron's awesome, dude.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, gamer Harrison. Harrison Bergeron was a gamer. They didn't want him to let him get his hands on CSGO. He was too good at Street Fighter.
Put a harder difficulty on him. It's too good.
Yeah, dude, they modded his games beyond.
They nerfed him.
They nerfed Harrison Bergeron so hard, dude. they put all his cooldowns on high CDs, dude. They made it so he couldn't put his resolution past 480. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then he took off all his gamer weights, the combos he was pulling off.
Never before seen.
Noobs across the world were fragged simultaneously.
And hey, noobs, if you're new listening to this episode, thanks for hanging in there, because look at the time.